This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're now into hour number three. That means we are 5 hours of the global transmission have elapsed. David Knight kicked it off at 8 a.m. this morning. Owen Schroyer is coming up, and we've got a huge list. In fact, you guys print me a list of the folks that are coming up during the 34-hour historic Stop World War III with Russia broadcast. It was going to be Stop the Collapse of America, Stop the Removal of Trump, but that just kicked into this whole other gear. And there's so much I'm going to be covering. I'll continue with your calls. Mark Faber is just joining us for, I think, one or two segments on the economy and his take on war and all the rest of it. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to John in New York. Thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, my friend.
Real quick, one thing that people don't talk about is that Assad, not only enjoying so much recent success, but the fact that his stock market was up about 200% since Trump came into office. That's the best performing stock market in the world. His currency was up 30%. He had everything in his hand. And then Trump says, we're leaving. And all of a sudden, you get another attack. So there are people, obviously, there that want us back and they want us to hit him hard. But it's about pipeline, not about anything else. If you take a look at the map right now of Eurasia, and you take a look at Saudi Arabia and the Gulf States and Qatar, they have an enormous amount of natural gas. Now, it costs twice as much to deliver natural gas by tankers, liquefied natural gas, about $6.5 a million cubic feet. All right, you listening? The other thing is, most important, is Russia, their main export is natural gas going into Europe. It's about $2.90 a million cubic feet. What we're trying to do, if I'm correct, is we're trying to kill Russia economically, just like what happened with them in the 80s with the Afghan war while they're trying to build a pipeline there. Now, what happened with Bill Casey and Ronald Reagan in the 80s is they developed the futures exchange for oil contracts. In 1983, you can look it up. The book called The Oil Card, which is very important. Everybody should read it. This is the economic warfare that nobody talks about. And Bill Casey from the CIA, they worked on developing Chicago Mercantile Exchange oil futures for oil. And at that point, there was a 17-year bear market in oil. It destroyed Russia. This is the same backstory nobody's talking about. Iran, Russia, their energy, or Saudi Arabia, Qatar, their energy going into Europe. But we're just trying to block them. We also have an enormous amount of liquefied natural gas we're developing. Russia's in a lot of trouble. And
that's right. Russia's stock market, we can pull that up. Russia's stock market has crashed this week. Just type in Russia's stock market crash and click news. You can see their stuff straight down. And that's economic warfare. We've got troops on their border. They're trying to fight radical Islam. I'm a free market guy. I don't think you should stop those pipelines going through. Just like I don't think China should be able to go take over the South China Sea and declare they own and run everything as well. That is wrong. I am a free market guy, and this is globalism. And when the Chinese do it, it's wrong. And when America does it, it's wrong. And Trump claims, you know, he's this free market guy that wants competition at a lower prices for everybody. Let's do it. Let's let those pipelines bring Syrian gas into Europe. That's how you're going to build up their profit and make them a first world nation. Instead, now I understand the little piggies in Saudi Arabia and the globalists, they've got to be the only ones that can ship it in. And they don't want to ship it by the super tanker into there.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is this is basically the story and the theme that nobody wants to talk about or wants to be on TV talking about, because that, I think, is what really is going on. You know, the fact is, just look up that book, The Oil Card. It's an unbelievable book by a guy, I forgot his name, James Norman.
Well, sir, what you're saying is I've read the books. We've been covering this for 7 years. You are 1,000% correct. Afghanistan is about that as well, and rare earth minerals. We'll be back with more calls. Thank you, John.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This time I get confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of incubators. Not too choking to die on a cold spot.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFO.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, for the next two segments, the world-famous Dr. Mark Fauber of the big global report, Gloom, Boom, Doom, is going to be joining us, and I wanted to get him on a few weeks ago just about the world economy and things like that, but obviously Russia, Syria, all the things that are happening there, we're going to get his take as a smart cookie on that. At the bottom of the hour, he'll be gone, and we'll go right to your phone calls. Again, he is the editor and publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report, born in Zurich, Switzerland. He went to school in Geneva, and I'm not going to go over his whole background and how successful he's been with all the different investment newsletters and advice he's given, all the different companies and investment things that he's headed up. Tomorrow's Gold, Asia's Age of Discovery, and again, Charted Gold's Rise and all the rest of it, and the number one bestseller, a regular speaker at various investment seminars. Dr. Fauber is well known for his contrarian investment approach. He's also associated with a variety of funds. He's a member of the board of directors of numerous companies. Again, Gloom, Boom, Doom.com. I want to get into this whole geopolitical system and why the West is attacking Russia. I'm not a Russophile, never been to Russia. I have gotten my visa. I tweeted it out a few months ago as a joke. The media uses that as an example that I'm a Russian spy and then says, Jones says he hadn't been to Russia, but here's his visa. Yeah, it's not stamped, morons, but going to Russia doesn't make you a Russian agent any more than having Mark Fauber on or going to Switzerland makes you Swiss. Now, that might be somewhere I actually would move. But anyways, Mark Fauber is here with us. I could be a Swissophile. The whole William Tell and their ethos is what actually America picked up more than anything is the Swiss ethos became 1776. That's a little known fact, but the founders talked about that. They had the Second Amendment before we did. But I'm digressing. Mark Faber joins us. Mark, wow, what a crazy time to be alive with the neocons and the left wanting to bomb 70 targets, including Russians, who are trying to pull out of Syria. Why in the world would we do that?
Well, different people have obviously different views. And I think that America must get used to the fact that foreign countries that have become economically very important have also more geopolitical influence than before. And they look at the world from a totally different perspective. If you're sitting in Beijing, it's of strategic importance for you to control the South China Sea the way it is strategically important for the U.S. to control basically the Panama Canal, the Caribbean, and have friendly neighbors both in Mexico and in Canada, and not to have, say, Chinese and Russian bases in these areas. So the perspective of the Chinese is a very different. The Russian, they have also a very different perspective. And I'd like to mention here one point. Mr. Putin is a relatively tolerant Russian leader. He's not a vicious Tsar that has characterized Russian history. He's no Stalin, for instance. And Stalin, keep in mind, when you ask Russians who is the most popular leader in their history, it's Stalin, remarkably.
He was seen as a strong man, but I would say in many ways, hasn't Putin, at least economically, culturally, been a reformer? A. B. Why do the globalists and the Anglo-American establishment fear Putin so much?
Well, they wanted basically to annex or bring Ukraine into the Western hegemony, dominated by NATO and the U.S. And you have to understand, Ukraine was Russian territory. It became Ukraine at the beginning of the 20th century, but the eastern part of Ukraine, anything that is east of the Dnieper, that's a river, and that is clearly Russian and not Ukraine. And Poland was also, it didn't exist in the 19th century. It only became into existence very late. It was part of Germany and part of Russia. The Russian border went to Germany, and the Russians were at the time, yes, exactly as you show it, they were very close to the Europeans. The Russian culture is much more European than what people perceive it to be.
And let's expand on that, because, again, you live right there in Switzerland, so you understand the culture. Other people who aren't living there don't. But I can read history books, and even my wife, who's smart, listens to NPR. She's more of a libertarian, but she listens to NPR when she's driving. And about 6 months ago or a year ago, she's like, well, you know, Putin's bad. He invaded Ukraine and took it from the Ukrainians. And I'm like, Eastern Ukraine's always been part of Russia. Russia was founded in Eastern Ukraine. It's always a split between Orthodox under the Tsarist and Catholics. Hitler took over Ukraine and killed a bunch of people. The Russians did too, but Russia was born, you know, there. And then she's like, really? Really? They say Putin invaded. No, Soros overthrew the country. They overthrew an elected government, and we're going to take the whole thing. And the Russians decided in Russian-held areas to take over their own areas. And then you've got, what, the son of the former vice president. He runs the gas company there, Joe Biden's son. I mean, the looting in Ukraine is insane. What's the current state of Ukraine?
Well, I mean, economically, they're not doing particularly well. But I have to say, there was a great investment opportunity. Ukrainian bonds have performed very well last year, and equities as well. So I think we better study history to understand some of the background. Now, the Russians, as I said, Putin is a relative moderate leader, but there are other people in Russia that are less moderate, and he had to intervene in order not to lose eastern Ukraine, especially because the American wanted to establish military bases in Ukraine and missile bases. Secondly, if you look at the map you just showed, it is very clear that for the Russian, the Crimea is of paramount importance strategically, because without the half island, basically they have no access to the Mediterranean. And that, I guarantee you, they will never give up Crimea.
Where Russia was founded, but the average person doesn't know that Europe basically founded Russia in its modern sense of the czars, that the czar was basically genetically identical to the King of England at the very same time, or that, any of that. They think history is a disease and an enemy. And even my average fellow American, again, knows all the football scores, but nothing about any historical facts, and that is why we are becoming slaves. We'll be back with Mark Farber to talk World War III, the economy, and more. Stay with us.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. One more segment with Mark Faber, the editor and publisher of the Gloom Boom Doom Report, gloomboomdoom.com. I want to get him on about the economy, but now this war stuff happened. There's nothing bigger for the economy, obviously, than a natural disaster or a war. Trump, I'm a big supporter of Trump. I like Trump. I know he's a patriot, but Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria at their bases. How dare them? So I'm going to punch you in the teeth. If you put your hands up, I'm going to break your neck. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. All three of the previous attacks have been confirmed by the Pentagon and the UN that were launched by the rebels. This fourth, now the Russians say, was launched by the rebels again. Secretary of Defense comes out today and says, yeah, we don't have evidence Russia did it. That should be big news. But instead, David Knight just got a notification from YouTube. Again, we're on a bunch of radio and TV stations, but it's like more censorship than we've ever seen today. We're demonetizing your videos and blocking them from this morning. The 3 hours that he did on these very subjects. They don't want you to see the Secretary of Defense saying, we don't have evidence Russia did this. They don't want you to hear the Russian ambassador saying the same thing. No. You don't want to hear that there's deep state actors staging false flags. So they are just blocking us everywhere because we're trying to have an anti-war broadcast. Because there's no evidence Russia's done anything. Mark Faber, what is your take on what's happening to Trump and the pressure he's under to do this? Because just yesterday he said he was going to strike him. Now he seems to be backing off of that some. What do you think's happening?
Well, I mean, you have to say he has surrounded himself by some neocons. Bolton is one of them, of course. And they would like to intervene here and there. But I'd just like to explain one point that I think is important to understand. At the beginning of the 20th century, in 1905, there was a geostrategist called Alfred MacInter, and he explained the difference between a naval power and a land power. Germany was a land power, Britain was a naval power, and he established essentially the thinking that whoever would control the homeland, which essentially stretches from Germany through Russia, Far East Russia and China, whoever would control that homeland would essentially control the world. And then later on in the U.S., there was a Dutch-American geopolitician, a geostrategist called Nicolaus Spijkman. And he established the view that you had to control the Rimland. In other words, you had to surround Germany. You had to surround Russia. You had to surround China with military bases. And these countries nowadays have become so powerful for different reasons that they don't want to be encircled anymore or cannot tolerate it.
And that's right. And at the end of the Cold War, when Russia agreed to lay down its weapons, basically, the West agreed to not take over former Soviet bloc countries. And then the West violated those agreements. These are just facts.
Yes, this is a fact. You're absolutely right. Russia did not violate anything until the Western countries repeatedly violated the agreement.
Well, they're definitely pushing for a new world war. Do you agree?
I'm not sure they push for a new world war, but you never know with these politicians what they think. Because the problem is, this is a generation nowadays that hasn't been to war, and they haven't seen the horrors of war. People who've been through a war, they don't want the war anymore, because it's a horrible undertaking. But the people that take the decisions about the wars are not the ones that go and fight. You understand? When Alexander the Great conquered the Middle East and parts of India,
he led his armies.
He went to war.
That's right.
He was leading one of the divisions, the equestrian, and the other Roman emperors, most of them also went to war. They didn't sit in Rome and did nothing.
That's right. Julius Caesar was just as successful as Alexander the Great in many respects. Spent, 40 years of his life leading combat, was never even in Rome. So in closing, we have this permanent wimp community that constantly wants to attack and start all these wars. The generals are the ones telling them don't start these wars, actually. I'm not lionizing the generals, but please continue.
I agree with you. Actually, the American generals, they remember the war. They've seen also what happened in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And they know that nowadays a conventional war cannot be won. What can happen is that the country sends some missiles with nuclear weapons and destroys actually a whole country. But that doesn't serve anybody any good, because the adversaries will do exactly the same.
And let's be clear. Let's say the U.S. let ourselves be nuked, or Russia vice versa. That would cause a new nuclear winter, massive radiation death, and it would cause a world financial collapse for sure. Everybody agrees. Well, nobody's going to just take the hit. And most estimates are total loss of life on the surface of the planet, only cockroaches living, and sea creatures around heat vents.
I don't know who will be living, but I can tell you, if we really have a nuclear war in the world, it's not going to be any fun. And the population of the world could shrink quite dramatically. But we can also have a cyber war where you just destroy the internet infrastructure and then there are no more banking transactions. You could have a biological warfare where you poison a population and so forth. There are lots of possibilities nowadays. And the best, in my view, would be to kind of compromise.
You know, I was going to let you go now, but I'll go to 40 after. I want to do 5 more minutes on the side of the break since you raised this, because you really are a great historian. I personally read quite a few history books, but, you know, hearing your depth and knowledge, I know it surpasses mine by a long way. And I want to get into what keeps you awake most at night that's negative, but also what keeps you most excited about positive things. Mark Faber, Dr. Mark Faber, is our guest of gloomboomdoom.com. But I also want to ask you when we come back about pulling back from this. If we didn't have governments that were always trying to dominate the other government, what your idea for humanity to have a continuing, expanding economy and a future? So we'll talk about that briefly with Dr. Mark Faber. On the other side, then I promise we're going to Steve, David, James, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. And we're part of the 34-hour live broadcast, Stop a World War with Russia, special transmission. Whether you're listening to us on AM and FM or Internet, however it is, please spread the links. It's critical to get around the censors. Only you can stop them. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I am Alex Jones, your host. We're in the middle of a 34-hour emergency broadcast, and the title is Stop World War with Russia. And thank God, just yesterday, Trump's like, we're going to missile strike you, we're going to kill your people, nothing's going to stop us. Today's like, I never said I'm going to attack them. And the Secretary of Defense is saying, no, we don't have any evidence. But Pompeo is saying, we've already killed hundreds of Russians in Syria. In a congressional testimony, but let's find that video. I know Kit ran in and gave me this article. I guess the video is there. Let's get that. So what I'm saying is this. Globalism is governmental and corporate interests that don't want free market, that try to create combines so big that they create a monopoly capitalist system, in their own words. And they have a technological computer system, a technocracy, used to control everybody, in their own words. And then they authoritarianly run around trying to take everybody else over in the world, lecturing those of us that don't want to start fights with Russia and others that we're bad people. And then attacking us and lying about us and saying we're racist and suing us and all of the sanctions. And I know Faber likes China because they're a big engine, and I know they get a bad shake sometimes, but come on. China sells political dissidents organs. They're taking over the South China Sea. If you want to see an authoritarianism, it's allied with the American left, with globalists. I see China as part of the globalist combine. I see America, what's left of it, Russia, the Brexit, and other nationalist movements, what's happening with Viktor Orban in Hungary. I see that as the resistance and where the free market ideas are coming from. So I kind of see the power constellation maybe different than Dr. Faber, the smart guy, does. But fundamentally, when we're up here competing with each other in the U.S. media about who hates Russians more, it's sick. And it's a globalist anger. They don't have that incredibly resource-filled biggest nation geographically in the world, and that they can't dominate it. And it shows how history just keeps repeating, whether it's Russia or Afghanistan, over and over and over again. So I wanted to ask Dr. Faber in closing, what does he quantify globalism is, and its whole structure? How do we get out of it, and what system replaces it? Because it's gobbled up like a giant squid, what was left of our free market system, stolen European and American and Chinese industry to power its greedy takeover. It's the true authoritarianism. And so how do you deal with it? Identifying it, breaking with it? What do we do? Or do you disagree with my breakdown of the constellation of this monster?
Well, I don't disagree with you. And I'm not saying that the Chinese are in any way perfect. But I want you to also understand, in the Chinese tradition, they never had a democracy. We never had democracies in the whole of Asia. We had in China an emperor. And China was not a country like you would think of a country. It was the middle kingdom between the earth and heaven, with totally different concepts of the worldly picture than we Westerners have. And so we have to understand that for them, Xi Jinping is not an evil leader. He may become an evil leader, but so far, the economy has been expanding. The Chinese and the Russians, both, in their history, never had it this good. So they accept, there are some mistakes in terms of human rights, but worldwide there are things that happen that are not correct. The U.S. has intervened in foreign elections for the last 100 years, but repeatedly. And then when one country intervenes in a way that...
What I'm saying is we obviously have a unipolar world, not one system. That's a fact. But where is it going? I mean, what system could capture the hearts and minds of people? I say 1776, the ideas of Americana, the Swiss ideas, the ideas of the English, the Magna Carta, the Dutch. I mean, how do we get a new renaissance to take us to the stars?
Well, I believe that eventually people will rebel against governments because governments have become much too big as a percent of the economy. Much too powerful, and the governments nowadays, in most cases, exceptions like Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Switzerland, but in most other countries, the government actually doesn't represent the interest of the people, but represents its own interest. And that will lead to a revolution one day. In my opinion, it may end up before we're that far, with the end of democracies. I don't think democracies will survive for the simple reason that for the last 5,000 years, we never had democracies. Now, suddenly, for the last 100 years, we had democracies, full democracies, but it's not a tested system. I think they will all fail.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, and that's what the demarcation line I'm going to put here is, a third way in there. We're a republic, not like the Soviet Union calls themselves a republic, or North Korea does, but a real republic with a republican form of government. For Democrats, that doesn't mean it's a Republican Party. It means Republican and a separation of powers and the states and the federal government and the three branches and all the rest of it. And that system has delivered more prosperity and more freedom. It has been pure democratization that allows 51% to make the other 49% slaves and has created another form of tyranny, mob tyranny, programmed by, you know, the master architects, you know, the maestros, the conductors, George Soros, the Clintons, the globalists, and others. So they program the mob to then vote the rest of us into slavery and them as well. So I agree that form of democracy is a great tyranny, the howling mob that Jefferson warned of. We have to guard against it. But to have a real free market system, I call it 1776 worldwide, I see that with Viktor Orban and others. Again, from Brazil, where they're leading candidates like a patriot. All over, I see Ron Paul-type people. Nigel Farage is on fire. I see that as the real answer, and that third way, not strong men that divvy it all out, or, you know, not pure howling mob democracies that are probably worse a lot of times, but the true Americana system, or with the Swiss system with your cantons, and I mean, I'm not just saying this because you're a guy from Switzerland. You guys are really the fount of not getting involved with others, being incredibly successful in the process, richest country in the world per capita, no invasions in 300, 400 years. I mean, just should we not all go with the Swiss model?
Yes, but my observation is that the Swiss model, which is also to a large extent the model that the Scandinavian countries have, is only appropriate and successful in small countries, and I believe in general that it would be better not to have two big countries.
Sure, and let's be honest, homogeneous. I mean, it's one tribe on average, it's a culture, they're bound together. If outsiders come in and adopt the Swiss way, then they would be successful. But the left has taught people to reject any successful system, so the Swiss cannot be a, you know, truly modern, quote, mercantile, quote, metro system. They would disintegrate.
Well, I think one of the key differences of Switzerland compared to other European countries has been we never had any colonies. We didn't do any always the right thing, that I admit, but we never had any colonies. And
you're landlocked. So
we are landlocked.
And you've got aggressive empires all around you.
Well, relatively aggressive, not in the South. They are no longer...
not the Italians, the French, yeah.
But the Germans were quite aggressive. But during World War II, there was just an article recently in the paper in Switzerland. Hitler had no intention whatsoever to attack Switzerland because he knew the Swiss are very stubborn and difficult to deal with. And it would have been very costly to conquer Switzerland for no reward whatsoever.
God bless you, my friend, Dr. Mark Faber. That is the essence of freedom, is being hardworking, smart, but stubborn and not rolling over. Like the Second Amendment, never give it up. The First Amendment, never give it up. They're trying to crush our will. It's only made us stronger. Mark Faber, you're amazing. Gloomboomdoom.com, amazing website. Please join us again soon.
Thank you very much.
That's a smart guy. I'm going to go over and make a documentary in Switzerland. They got it all figured out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Steve, James, and others, I'm going to your calls here in about 2 minutes. I'm going to host a little bit into the next hour. Anthony Cumia is hosting. I'm going to get into some of this Mueller stuff first that I haven't had time to get to. It's incredible, obviously. And we've also got Ryan maybe forced to leave speakership by summer. Got all these neocons and establishment guys being kicked out. But they're kind of now leaving even earlier. Well, since we're going to be thrown out, we'll just leave now so Democrats can get a majority. There's a Republican Party sabotage going on right now of Trump. That's why we've got to be maximally involved right now. So we're going to go to your calls in a second. Just briefly, we were going to do a 34-hour broadcast talking about the collapse of America that the globalists are involved in, but now this whole Russia thing popped up. If you strike the Russian forces, the Russians say they're going to shoot down the missiles and shoot down the aircraft and then attack the ships. And the Russians do what they said they're going to do. Then the U.S. will retaliate. Then we're in a full war. This is a big deal. And I see some of the liberal media makes jokes. Oh, you think there'll be a war, huh? And Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google. I've never seen them blocking our articles and videos. I was looking at articles we wrote yesterday about the Russians saying it's a false flag and all the evidence at the UN. You can't even search those as of this morning on Google. So they're 93% of web searches. So they are delisting everything. to the point of my own crew when I got in this morning goes, yeah, we know it's a false flag. The last three were. And I go, no. The Russians say it is. They have proof. That's big news any way you slice it. You can hardly even find Trump saying he's not going to strike Syria or looking at not doing it now. Or Mattis. So they are on right now, the crazy people at Google, Twitter, Facebook, trying to block us, doing a really good, you know, 5+ hours. David Knight did 3 hours. We were about to complete 3 hours, so almost 6 hours here. And you've got Zuckerberg, who's been the king of censoring conservatives and libertarians and having Facebook work for Clinton and openly admitting it, and then less than 1% of Facebook promoted Trump because that's all he would let. And they have all these hearings bipartisanly about how we got to block conservatives from the Internet. Now it's all Russians. And by the way, I haven't talked about this yet because I was busy on Tuesday and Wednesday when he was testifying. But I watched some of it. He looked like a crazy robot. We were seeing the real Zuckerberg that calls his supporters dumb effers. So when he was talking to him, he would do this right here. Here, cuts me. I'll show you some of the shots I saw on TV. Those are kind of bad, but a lot of them are like, I mean, I can't even do it like him. It looks so unreal. Just, wow, you're really seeing who this guy is. Yeah, look how psychotic he looks. I mean, that is super, 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 super creepy, man. And, oh, my God, I mean, that guy just reeks of robotic. You see it in British royalty. It tends to be inbreeding. And he just has that crazy inbred dog look. Very, very dangerous. We're not funded by the globalists. We're not data mining. We're funded by you. And if you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best air filters, still $50 off. They told me they were going to sell out of them, but now they have another shipment. But it's got to end the next couple days. 50% off the Alexa Pure Breezes that are ion four-stage filters. Leading competitors are $400 to $600 to $800. These are $199. Normally, they're $149 right now. $50 off. Shikra 12, great vitamin B12, the purest out there. As tested by BuzzFeed, even had to admit it. 25% off. Brain Force, our bestseller. That cannot be right because they told me it was selling out Monday. But it's still 50% off. I guess they just never got rid of that. That just shows how busy I am with news. We're asleep at the switch here. I'm not mad. It's just insane. I'm not just saying, this is our last day. It's our last day. It's our last day. It's going to sell out. We don't get more for months. Why is it still 50% off? Take it down. I'm not mad, but I'm not up here just saying the sale's about to end, and then a week later it's still up there because they told me we had like a week left, and more doesn't come in for over a month, so we should sell it at the full price to fund the operation. I'm not mad at the crew. We had to end that over the weekend. And I didn't realize it's still up. It's my fault. I've been in D.C. and just all this other insanity. I got here hours and hours early today to get ready for this broadcast, and then I got hit with a bunch of other stuff. But it doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm going to stop complaining. The big one you need to know is X2, ladies and gentlemen. We may have to come out with a new one down the road. I don't know if it's going to be the Deep Earth Crystals. I don't know if we can get that. Quite frankly, it is the best source. I believe group, but I still spent a year trying to come up with my own. And group's just all about people getting good stuff. He can't find other sources. The price just went up. They have to get this during gas drilling and oil drilling at between 7 and 12,000 feet. The companies just don't want to stop to even get it as a distillate, even though it's very valuable in medicine and so many other things. And the DEA is involved because it's a precursor. Not the product we sell you, but we have the raw iodine. We're legally allowed to get it industrially, and it has to be in a special holding facility and a special lab and everything else. But it's just all sorts of dirty tricks. Because, you know, I get up here and say it's our BrainForce is now the number one seller because it's so popular. This is the second best seller. And so there have been a lot of shenanigans trying to stop us having this. We do have enough for a couple more runs, but those runs cost more money, so the price has got to go up. But then, I don't know, to the point of we're trying to find a new one. So there you go. So if you want your X2, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. It's in the palm oil. It's injected as a gas into it from Deep Earth Crystals. I mean, the crystals are so pure, we show you in a video. We put them on a table, and they start melting through the table and turning into a purple gas and shooting up into the air, like I Dream of Jeannie. Yeah, actually, here they are getting the crystals out. I've never even seen this footage. I've seen the other footage. Do we get more? No, I've seen this footage. Yeah. Show it on the table. That is pure iodine. Pure. No one else has done this. And but we have the video where you put it on the, and it turns into purple gas. Yeah, there it is. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this is so special and so pure. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. We also have the immune gargle product that has regular iodine, but it's still good. It's the clean medical grade type, but it's not the atomic iodine. Everybody says they have it. No one has it. They've tested ours. They go, oh, my God, how did you get pure atomic iodine? It is pure. Stuff we've got is the regular iodine, but in the medical grade level, not like the crap you'd buy at, you know, one of those big drugstores or whatever. And it's in there with the colloidal silver. We have it in three different sizes. That's 50% off as well when you get all three bottles together. The small 1 ounce, the 3 ounce, or what is that, the 16 ounce. It's all there. Amazing product. An immune gargle is a supplement. You can even swallow it. After you first wash your mouth out, brush your teeth, and take a little swig for you. Really, really good for you. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But this could be. And then we should probably add, this could be your last chance. It's not your last chance. Because we hope to be selling this in 20 years. But that's what's going on. I've been put over a barrel, basically. Not by group. I've seen the contracts. They figured out there's a market. The deep earth crystals are only used in pharmaceutical production. Because there is a market for it, but it's the pharmaceutical companies. They use it as a precursor in a bunch of stuff that they produce, different types of drugs. So, again, this is the good halogen. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting. I promise I'm going to your phone calls. It's just essential folks support the broadcast. Alpha Power is back in stock. Amazing. We've got Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 25% off, back in stock. Double Patriot Points this month. So it's not 5% of each dollar. It's 10%, so 10% off. Your Patriot points, totally free, cancel anytime. Sign up for auto ship, additional 20% off, or 10% off, so that's 20% total. InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, support that local AM or FM station. Don't take it for granted that you hear us on a local AM or FM station. Thank the program director. Thank the owner. Become a sponsor. Send them $100 a month. If people with money don't start spending money in the fight, we can't block Soros. He thinks he can break the will of everybody. My gosh, I get on radio stations, get ratings on them after about a year, good ratings. They come in and pay $500,000. Just one example, to take me off local radio here in Austin. They sign a contract of sponsorship pursuant to me being taken off the air. And it's a multinational corporation. And it goes on all over the country. In fact, it's a well-known thing. Stations put me on. Within a year, generally, they get top ratings or near it. It's been done all over the country. ESPN comes in, whoever comes in, buys it for three times what it's worth, the time. As soon as I'm off, about in a year, they pull it. The station puts me back on. ESPN's back in 6 months. So it's well known. You put me on, it gets the ratings, they will come to buy me off the station. So the big joke is, you put me on to get them to come to get money. I don't care. Put me on for 6 months a year. Pull me off. That's the war level we're at. But whatever you do, listeners, realize we're in a full war. We need you to spread the live link, spread the articles, spread the videos that I should do a better job talking about because there's so many of them. We'll do a few calls when we come back then. Anthony Cumia of Compound Media is coming up. It's good to know he's out there. Good to know Drudge is out there. Good to know CRTV's out there. Good to know One America Network, all those folks, because it's good to know there's other people out there fighting because I tell you, man, we're in a war, and they're trying to start a physical war, as Nigel Farage said earlier. We'll be back in the 34-hour transmission. Stay with us. We're fighting. Are you fighting?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing